Joanna Cabu of one of our producers digged up 5 funny and maybe weird facts about her home country. Hello, Joanna.
Hey, Joel. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining me.
No problem.
So this is your first time being on air.
On air, right.
I just have to let everyone know that so they go easy on you. No, I'm joking. Tell us a little bit about your hometown.
My hometown.
Yeah.
So actually I come from the French Caribbean.
Okay.
So which is not, it's France, but not from, you
not
know,
France, France.
Yeah, yeah. France. But I've been living in Paris for like 10 years. So I know a bit about French people.
Fantastic. All right.
From France, France.
Excellent. Yeah. France, France. Okay. Let's talk about cycling first.
Yeah. So we're going to start with the French tour called Le Tour de France, which is the world's greatest cycle race and happening right now in France. So it has been around for more than 100 years, with the first event held on 1st July 1903. Every July, cyclists race some 3,200 kilometers or 2,000 miles, primarily around France in a series of stages over 23 days with the fastest cyclists?
Yeah, that's right. Again.
At each stage, wearing the famous yellow jersey.
Absolutely. It is very famous. And it is, without a doubt, the most famous cycling race in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone knows how incredibly tough it is to do it. I mean, the hills that they ride up, it's, I don't know how they, it's beyond me. Like, these
people
are so... I know,
it's crazy. And every time, you know, you're like turning on your TV, you're seeing them cycling and it's like never ending. And you're like,
exactly.
How do they do to sleep, you know? Or
yeah. And like you said, 23 days.
Yeah, I know.
I can't cycle for 1 hour. These people are doing it for 23 days. Insane.
Yeah, I know.
How about the French police?
All right. So there's a very funny fact about the French police. So the French have several slang words for their police force. And one of them stands out, poulet, which means chicken.
Yes.
Yeah. But be careful. It's not that negative. Like, a lot of people call the police poulet. So this term originates from the tragic event of the Commune of Paris in 1871, when the buildings of the Parisians' police burned down. Jules Ferry, the Senate president at the time, made the new barracks on the Île de la Cité available to the security forces. For the history books, the new Préfecture de Police, which is like the police building, stands on the former site of Paris Poultry Market. So it did not take long for the catchy moniker to be associated to the French police.
Yeah, so there you go. It's not making fun of them. It's like, you know, it's just what we call you.
Yeah.
It's like your thing. Mm. Whereas here we have slang for police that I won't say, which isn't very nice. And but I can understand that. And I love the way that, see, the French... even the way you speak is so much nicer. The name Jules Ferry,
yeah,
is that what you said?
Yeah.
To me, I would be like Jules Ferry. It just doesn't sound as nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, right.
The way the French pronounce names is so much
Jules
nicer.
Ferry. Yeah.
French toast, something that a lot of people love to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a French?
Is not
no?
French.
Okay.
Sorry, people, because actually you guys here in Australia like so much the French toast. And no, it's not French at all.
Wow.
I mean, in the 15th century, English court of Henry V, a version of the French toast had a French version of the French toast called pain perdu, or lost bread, and it was the culinary rage. And it's true, pain perdu is the French toast for French people, but it's different from the one you have in Australia. So then it was called lost bread because the recipe called for soaking hard or stale bread in a mixture of milk and egg, then frying it. Pain perdu is what the French call French toast today. That's true. But if the French did not invent the modern French toast that you guys eat here, who did? And according to the legend, it was an American named Joseph French.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, like my whole life, I just assumed French toast was French. And not necessarily that's how you all ate toast, but it's just where it was invented, so... But like you said, it looks like it was just made by some American guy who just happened to have the surname French.
Exactly.
That's great. okay, rubbish bins around Paris.
Yeah. So now we're going to talk about the famous Mr. Rubbish Bin of Paris. So this name should have been soft on the ear, you know, Poubelle. And yet, Monsieur Eugène Poubelle, a diplomat and police commissioner of Paris, gained his fame by introducing the rubbish bin to the people of Paris. It's in the 1880s, the population of Paris was close to 2 million, and Poubelle introduced a few revolutionary hygiene measures. On the 7th of March 1984, the police commissioner decreed that owners of buildings had to provide those who lived there with three covered containers of 40 to 120 liters to hold household refuse. Encouraged by newspaper Le Figaro, which called them boîte poubelle, means poubelle boxes, Parisians began to name their boxes after the smart police commissioner.
There you go. What are the, like, that's just such a strange thing that rubbish bins are named after a police commissioner.
Yeah.
It's so different.
I mean, to me, it's like normal. I wouldn't say normal, but yeah, it's normal, actually, because my whole life I called the bin Poubelle.
But
it's a guy, actually. It's a name guy, you know, it's like...
I wonder how he felt about that. Was he
that's
honored,
a good question.
Or is it upsetting?
I think it was a pretty good thing, I mean, you know, at the time. It was, I mean, he was kind of saving Paris from... some disease.
And yeah, exactly. He was a helper.
Yeah.
It's just a bit different now. Like, you know, 200 years later, bins are a little bit. Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, of course, the Eiffel Tower, a very famous monument in Paris.
Mm-hmm. So the story for the end, the Eiffel Tower, a useless monstrosity.
Wow, that's a big call.
That's a big call. Why? Because many outraged French intellectuals vigorously protested against the project and tried through media to oppose the Eiffel Tower's construction. Guy de Maupassant, the famous French writer, chose to eat at the restaurant up the tower, declaring that this was the only place in Paris he couldn't see the structure. And the press published outraged critics describing the Eiffel Tower as a useless monstrosity.
Wow.
So, yeah, today the Eiffel Tower is a national icon, and the title of monstrosity now belongs to the Montparnasse Tower, which summit offers a spectacular view over Paris, well, without the skyscraper itself.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So it's changed.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Eiffel Tower?
I love the Eiffel Tower.
It's beautiful, though.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's really... Yeah, but you know, at the time it was for the Universal Exposition, the World Universal Exposition, and yeah, a lot of people, French people, but people in Paris as well, were really against this, you know, kind of monuments looking like a needle and
very much
iron.
But what about the park in front of it? What's that called?
So you have. Behind you have Le Champ de Mars, which is a big park with grass, and then you have in front of it Le Trocadéro. So it's a place of the Trocadéro, and you can go there, and it's in front of the Eiffel Tower, so you have a great view.
But don't you think, was that always there? Were they always there?
No,
with
it was. It was there. So the Eiffel Tower came after.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just strange to me that I see. I just think all that area is so beautiful. I don't know why.
Yeah.
The French. Okay. Anyway, Joanna, thank you so much for coming in
and thanks a lot.
Talking about France. It makes me wish I was there. I want to go back. I love that place so much.